Such an amazing thing that God has done for us. Let's pray. Father God, you have gifted us with more than we could hope or expect. As we come before you, Lord, we come before you and lay ourselves at your feet, that you would have full freedom to speak to us and for us to listen. In your name we pray. Amen. Have you ever looked back at something that's happened to you in your life that maybe seemed unimportant, routine, or just normal at the time? That as you looked back on it after the fact, that as you reflected, that you didn't quite realize how important that moment was. That you didn't quite realize the impact that that moment would have on the rest of your life. Or how important that was. Often at times when I think back to the family members that I have lost over the years, I can actually remember the last conversations that I had with each of them. And most of them had to do with nothing important. Oh, I'll see you next week, or yeah, next time we get together, we'll do this. How we sometimes expect the biggest moments in our lives to be the most obvious ones, to be the ones that scream and shout for our attention, that this is important and you should remember what's happening. But more often in our life, things are moving so quickly, so fast. Things happen with such a speed and ferocity that rarely we realize the moment in which everything has changed. The moment in which our life has been shifted, our perspective grown, or where something has so deeply affected us, it's changed the way we think and move forward in our lives. After Jesus died, the scriptures tell us that the disciples were scattered, that they had disappeared like leaves in the wind. We know that Peter himself, out of fear, out of uncertainty, refused to even acknowledge the man that he had been closest to over the past 3 years of his life. Why was it that after spending every moment of every day with Jesus, that it was so easy, or it seemed like the right decision, to disappear in that moment, to hide? Over the past couple weeks, we've been looking at how Jesus' message was of a kingdom that was here but not really here. That God was teaching and moving and shaping in such a way that there was all these spiritual changes and consequences to life, but that we visually couldn't see those. And the disciples didn't necessarily recognize what it was that was truly going on around them. I'm sure over that night after Jesus was arrested, I'm sure in the days to come, there was little else the disciples thought about it but Jesus. About the times that they laughed, maybe the miracle that he had performed, maybe something that Jesus had taught them and shown them. And it was through this change, this new reality that Jesus wasn't physically with them, through this reflection on all it was that they had seen and heard, that the pieces started to fit together, that the real truth started to emerge of what it was that they had truly been a part of. And I imagine one of the moments that struck them the most was when Jesus had told them exactly what was going to happen, and they missed it. When Jesus had sat them down and said, this is what is coming and what has been and this is what is to come. And they failed to grasp the words that Jesus had actually said. The Last Supper. That evening in that upper room must have been normal. Must have seemed routine. It was a dinner as they had probably shared most nights over the past 1,000 days together. Where they sat, they enjoyed each other's company. Where they laughed, they prayed. Where they ate together. Scripture gives us a glimpse into a few sentences over the course of that entire evening. And yet, it's in that moment that Jesus showed the disciples something they had not yet seen, explained to them something that they had not yet understood. It was a meal like any other, in celebration of what is to come. It was the normal crew of the disciples, minus one who was off doing some administrative stuff, or so they thought, which was well within the realms of what would have happened. They didn't order a special meal, but they shared a meal like they would together. It would have been fellowship, sharing, prayer, love, and laughter. The conversation, I'm sure, had to do with what they were going to be doing over the next few days, what they had just seen, maybe what was next for them, where they would travel. Yet it's over an illustration and dessert that Jesus gives to them something they had not yet seen before. That he shows to them something that they had not yet seen. And I'm sure in that moment, once they had eaten that meal, as Jesus took the bread and the cup and started talking, I'm sure the thought crossed their mind. All right. Yep, Jesus is trying to teach us something here. We're going to get a little object lesson. Or, yep, okay, Jesus is trying to show us something new here. It's late. Kind of shake the sleep out of my eyes and let me see what I can think about this. But within the breadth of what Scripture tells us Jesus said, within just a few sentences, he spoke of what has happened, what has come to pass, and what will come within the coming days. I often, and I'm sure a lot of us do as 21st century Christians, look back on the Last Supper and think, Jesus said it pretty plainly. You got to be pretty dumb to miss it. He told them exactly what was going to happen, that through the breaking of his body, the shedding of his blood, well, he was to die. But the message that Jesus gave to the disciples in that moment was not actually for that moment. He gave to them the answer to what it was that his work would culminate in. But it wasn't for them to actually grasp and understand it at that moment. But it was so that after his death, that they could look back over the last moment that he had taught them and realize once he had died, that this is how his ministry was going to be finished in this form. The message that Jesus had given to them was about the pivotal point within the kingdom work, within the shifting of how their ministry would continue in their lives. We see this radical transformation of the disciples from the end of the Gospels into the book of Acts, where not actually a huge amount of time has passed, but these men have been transformed from uncertain, doubtful followers to being commissioned, empowered, and rooted in a confidence that was so forcefully present in their lives. And where did this change come from? Through the knowledge and trust of what God had done. And thinking back to that dinner, that meal, where Jesus said, "My body broken for you, and through the shedding of my blood, a new covenant that I will make with you." Jesus in his ministry would give the disciples these little glimpses of what the kingdom was really like around them. He would tell them stories. He would give them illustrations. He took a few of them up a mountain and removed the blinders from their eyes so they could see the physical kingdom that was at work around him, in his presence, and in those who are with God. Jesus gave them an idea as he came into the city that this was not about ruling or kingship or authority, but this was about serving the need that existed within our earth to be restored. And through serving and submitting to God's plan. And in his final lesson to those disciples, in his final opportunity to teach them, he explains to them and gives to them all the pieces of what his ministry means, what its goal is, and what will really come of it. He explains to them how that redemptive purpose that has been designed by God the Father since creation will come in his death, through his body being broken, that through his blood that this new relationship in God would be restored, and that it meant for all of those who would repent and believe that a whole relationship with the Lord could be held once again. But no wonder the disciples didn't see it. It's completely understandable that they missed that the Lord's redemptive moment would be in the death of their leader and teacher. The disciples thought that Jesus was going to be the new king. They thought that they would become the new advisors in the new religious order. But Jesus shows them how, in accordance with the scriptures, all will be made whole again. That true life, true peace, and true healing can come through the Lord. If only that we would believe and act on that belief, having our knowledge of who God is shape the way in which we live. The message that Jesus gave in that dinner was not for that dinner. It was not for the disciples to realize at that moment what was going to happen over the next few days. But God, as he often does, gives us the information that we need, so that as we look back, as we reflect, that we can see the way in which he has been moving, that he has been working, that he has been weaving together a plan in ways that we did not realize, that we could have never seen at that time. That God's plan was about something greater than our wants or our own needs by our perspective. As Jesus came to the table, it It's as if he was speaking to everyone throughout eternity. Speaking not just to the disciples, but to the early church. Speaking to the Renaissance and church leaders through the years. That as if in that moment, as he took that bread and took that cup, that he was speaking directly to you. So that as we look through the scriptures, we can see what God did and see the plan that he had and how it was meant for each and every one of us. If only we would believe in the Lord God and take Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. As the servers come forward, I'd like to invite you all to reflect in your life to what it is that Jesus has done and how it changed the course of your life. Where would you be without what God has done? How far would your life be in a different direction if God had not been seeking to draw you close to him? We come to the table this morning like we do as a tradition of followers. We come to remember. We come to reflect.